and Ganeshjeesh for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon and the music of Mike Moss. I'm Rhonda McBride. Today, we are going to take time out to celebrate Mike Moss's new album, Crestfallen, produced under his label, Blue Nagoon. Not Lagoon, but Nagoon. And we'll get him to explain that title in a moment. But first, I'd like to welcome Mike Moss and Alyssa Fisher to our program. And Alyssa Fisher is featured in the new album, her vocal talents. And congratulations to the both of you. And Michael, let's start with you. You call your music chill pop, almost like it's a genre of its own. Can you describe what chill pop is?
Sure. Well, this album kind of stands aside from the stuff I normally have been writing. I've been writing a lot of like 80s pop and retro wave and stuff. But I have, you know, I have an appreciation for these genres that are coming out, like chill hop and lo-fi hip hop and stuff, where they're taking, you know, sort of jazz and pop influences, but then mixing them with kind of drums that knock a little more and that kind of thing. And so I really wanted to explore that. And I started writing this sort of subset of songs that was in this, I don't know, kind of made up genre where I was combining pop music with those sounds. And it is definitely a mishmash, but and we liked where they were going. And so we just kind of kept going with it.
Okay. For the uninitiated, what is retro wave?
Oh, retro wave is sort of an umbrella term for genres that are really popular online right now that incorporate 80s music and synthesizers. So it's like, you know, it's kind of an idealized version of 80s pop music, but with modern production styles.
And what's your fascination with merging these different styles?
Oh, it's just what I like to do. You know, I'm a big fan. A lot of those, both retrowave and like lo-fi hip hop, those genres are primarily instrumental. But my love is for vocal pop music, and so I just like the challenge of combining these genres and kind of making pop music influenced by them.
So, Alyssa, what do you think about this genre, chill pop?
I love it. I only recently started listening to it, maybe 2 years ago. And it was something that I would put on as background music, but something interesting. And actually, that's how Mike first was talking to me about it. And that was, he said, oh, do you remember those albums? They'd have, you know, a certain album cover and you could look it up on YouTube and listen to it. And it was kind of relaxing and it might have a catchy beat or some kind of melodic hook. And that is how he explained it. And I really like it. Normally, I wouldn't say powerhouse, but my normal go-to genre is jazz. So this was really fun for me in branching out and using different techniques that I have learned over the years.
So Alyssa, where are you joining us from at the moment?
I am joining from Sitka, Alaska.
And you also live outside of Juneau. Can you tell us how that worked to be able to hook up on this album project with Michael?
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in Juneau, but about a year and a half ago, I moved to Kasan, Alaska on Prince of Wales Island. And I do travel back and forth. And so I originally got an email from Mike saying, please look at all these songs. Any singers interested, please let me know. And so I reached out to him and said, I really, really want to do this song. And I'll be in Juneau at this date. And so it was right in the middle of COVID. So we met through a door.
Through a door. Okay.
Yes, I was in a hallway, and basically he said, come in, come down the stairs, put the headphones on, and we'll start recording. And we sent each other selfies at the very beginning so we could see each other. And that's how the first song went. And then I think a couple months went by, maybe 2 to 3, and I was going to be in Juneau again. And so we set up some recording times where I would go into his house and go into a separate room with a long cord leading to his computer. And then one of the songs, I believe I recorded bits and pieces actually in Kasan, where I would sit down at my computer and had a tiny little setup and would record little bits and then send it to Mike. And he's been very generous and patient teaching me how to send those files to him. As someone who usually does live music, that was a really big challenge for me. So he helped me learn that, and I sent him those files, and he made them beautiful.
Well, Mike, it looks like you put out a call to the universe to get the right singer for your project, and she appeared. What is it about Melissa's singing style that you feel is a good fit for your chill pop genre?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. She, I was definitely reaching out to various singers. I've worked with various Juno singers, but I hadn't had anybody in mind for these songs. Specifically, Crestfallen was the first song. That was kind of the proof of concept one that Alyssa attached to right away. But she just has a really expressive voice that, you know, she can bring the emotion across without really raising the energy level super far. So it's like it maintains sort of that chill vibe, but it also gets the emotion across. You know, the first time I heard, she sent me a demo of her singing that song. And the first time I heard it, I was just like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I was looking for. And really, I mean, it was such a good match of genre and singer that's kind of, it's a snowballed. We were like, well, let's do another one. So we did a second song. And then I was finally like, well, let's just do a whole album. And it just kind of went from there.
So what I'd like to do right now is to play the title cut from Crestfallen, which is Crestfallen. And maybe you could set it up for us, Michael. What is the song about? And what were you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, well, just you know, these songs, like I said, they're sort of the yin to the retrowave yang. And so these songs are more intimate and I keep saying chill, but that's just kind of the word that describes it. But the lyrics I also wanted to have go in the same direction. And so the lyrics on the album are a lot about small moments in our lives that feel huge. I mean, like, that are gigantic to us, but really they're, you know, outwardly they're just very small moments. And so this particular song is, you know, somebody has a crush on somebody who's staying in their guest room and they don't really know how to express it.
All right. Well, let's listen. That was an excerpt from Crestfallen, Michael Moss's new album, and Alyssa Fisher singing on that. Alyssa, how did you learn how to sing like that?
Lots of wonderful mentors and lots of time practicing.
So this song, there was a call out for recording artists to perform this song for Michael's album project. And what was it about this song that pulled you, and what are you putting into it?
That hook The Now I Can't Even Fall Right. I just immediately, I love the melody, and the words were just like Mike said, it's a piece of that moment when it feels so intense about something. And in the long run, it's just a page in your book, but it means so much. And sometimes you can't explain what you're wanting. And, I love that about this song, because for me, music is the way I express myself, and I've had similar moments. And so I love the melody, and I thought, oh, I could get into this song. I could feel that moment. And that is what I put into it. All those moments where I haven't been able to say, I think I kind of like you. you should be here with me.
So as this project evolved, then Mike created more projects for you. I mean, it must be a wonderful experience for a singer to kind of have a project developed for them for the large part.
Absolutely. I felt so honored that Mike said, would you sing all these songs? And I believe he had a lot of them waiting, but just not totally ready. And I just told him, whenever you're ready, I would love to see these come to life. And it has been very fun. And I can't think of the right word, just beautiful to see his pieces come to life and really say, how do you want this? What kind of vocal inflection would you like here? Or ask him, how are you wanting me to present this? And then be able to perform it. And for example, right now, when I can see his face listening to things, I think, oh, did he like that? I like that too. That was really beautiful. And it's always fun as someone who gets to present the music to have different styles. And it was just so much fun. It did not seem like work at all.
Well, Mike, I want to just play a little cut again. We heard it at the beginning of the show, one of your instrumentals, and because I think that you are truly an interesting producer, because you are often doing many tracks here. So let's listen. How do you do that, Mike? Play the piano, play the bass, do all the different things?
Well, yeah, it's just, it's just overdubs. It's me playing, and then I play on top of myself and play on top of myself. There's the magic of digital audio workstations these days. You can accomplish quite a bit just in your own living room.
But you did incorporate some other musicians. Maybe you could tell us about some of those that are on your new album.
Yeah, well, I had some parts that I wrote that it doesn't quite work when you use like MIDI instruments, you know, and so I did reach out to some folks online. Some I knew pretty well, some I just kind of met just for this purpose. But there's like on that Crestfallen song later, there's a trumpet solo. William Todd Hunt from Juno plays a really ripping tenor sax solo in the bridge of one of the songs. There's a nice, really nice classical guitar solo on one of the songs. And yeah, it's just sometimes you can't quite emulate things the way you want at home, and so you need to get the real thing in there.
Well, gosh, Todd Hunt and classical guitar in the mix, you can't beat that. I would like to play one more cut from your CD going out of our interview, and maybe you could explain what this song is all about, and before we go as well, tell us kind of about the overall concept for your album. Now, this song that Alyssa also sings on is called Winter Holly Beach.
Yeah, so I was reading some online advice column or something. I don't remember exactly what, but somebody was describing this, that their ex had always promised them that they'd take him to the beach, never did, because they were not a great person. And so they ended up going to the beach by themselves in the middle of winter. It was the Louisiana coast, they said, and it was awful. And they sat on the beach and cried. And I thought that was a fairly evocative image. And so I sort of spun this story out of it. And I looked on the map to find a beach that was on the Louisiana coast, and Holly Beach was there. The title is also a play. There's an old Billy Joel song called Summer Highland Falls with a comma in it. And so I just kind of copied that, Winter Holly Beach. Anyway, but yeah, that's the idea. But yeah, this one it's like a lot of them. It's about a small moment, but that has a big effect on somebody.
And that is,
and yeah, and thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that is kind of one of those moments that people can relate to, having a relationship with someone who promises you a bunch of stuff that doesn't materialize.
Yeah, all too common, yeah.
All too common, but what a beautiful song. But overall, did your album have a concept going throughout it? Besides the moments that people experience, is there a sort of general theme?
Oh, I think, you know, there's always a melancholy that runs through everything I do. But yeah, it's just, it's the small moments and the melancholy, I think, could probably sum it up.
And what projects have you got in the works?
Yeah, so right now I'm sitting on a whole pile of retrowave, synth rock, synth pop, you know, very 80s inspired kind of tracks. And one of them actually Alyssa sings on, so that'll be coming at some point. The rest of them are sung by various singers from Juneau. I'm really so privileged to work with so many awesome singers here in town and over the internet. Yeah, so I'll have a new retrowave album coming out here in a little bit. And my you asked about my artist name before, Blue Nagoon. It's from Nagoon Berries. Like, I love Nagoon Berries, and they're an Alaskan thing. And so
they're
I just kind of
cut
that short.
Like raspberries, aren't they, sort of?
Yeah, they're like ground-based raspberries. They're really good. Anyway, but yeah, if anybody wants to hear more of this stuff or purchase it or whatever, BlueNagoon.com.
Blue Nagoon. I always wondered if it was a play on lagoon, like a blue lagoon.
It kind of is, and that was an 80s movie, so it kind of is, but mainly it's just, it sounded better than Nagoon Berries.
So, Alyssa, we are going to go off out of your segment with Winter Holly Beach. Tell us about what you're putting into this song before we go.
Absolutely. I was like, okay, we're going to have to cry before we get to the recording session. because this is just such an emotional song. And in a way, going through it was very healing. Very healing. So I put a lot of my own personal emotions into this and just tried to give it all the emotion I could. Well, of course.
All right. Well, let's listen to Winter Beach, and want to thank both of you, Alyssa Fisher and Mike Moss, for joining us. And again, congratulations on your new album, Crestfallen. Thank you so much for being here today to give us an appreciation of what you've accomplished with all your hard work.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I can hear your